talk about them diet ruts. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of From the Garage with Danny and Justa, who is obviously not TA, thank God. But tonight, we're on our way to the gym, and watch out for these people. They're not wearing any reflective gear. But they have a flashlight, so that counts. Diet ruts. You can always tell when I put my podcast voice on.
Yes.
I get all weird and official.
Mm-hmm. And then I just don't talk.
Then you don't talk. So that makes... So now I feel like I'm talking to myself.
Extra weird. Yeah. I think this is a really hard time of year for everyone. I think there's a lot of parties
good this way.
Things happening. And I think it's really hard to stay dedicated and on track.
Not good. How do I feel about diet ruts?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think there's an element of seasonal depression sprinkled in with parties, topped with I need a break and I deserve it.
Do you think that some of it might be like vitamin D, like the vitamin D? We're getting less of that now that it's cooler.
I mean, babe, I work in an office all day long. I don't get any vitamin D.
Okay.
Fluorescent lights D3. Give you vitamin D?
D3. No, I'm pretty sure not.
Well, then I don't get any vitamin D unless I'm walking to my car.
Okay.
On the weekends, and this sounds horrible because I'm trying to be, like, healthy and shit, but I just lack any kind of energy or drive to be outside if I'm not, like, doing yard work or something like that. And I'm just tired. Like, it just feels like I'm just drained. And that's because
I'm not eating right?
Not eating right, exactly. So... I can't remember when I started to feel like I needed or deserved a break from my healthy eating habits. But I'll tell you what, it's been a nightmare to try to regain that kind of dedication and motivation to stay on that kick. So, you know, we've gone away a couple times and I'm like, oh, brewery, sweet, I'm drinking beer. I'm eating pizza.
I think vacation does it too. I think for us, we always go on vacation in September. And I think that's one of the things that really throws probably both of us off. And it's a busy season. School starts up. We've got all kinds of things going on. And I think that it actually makes it very difficult. And it is easy just to be like, oh, okay, well, you know, it's just this one night or it's just this time. But then it turns into the snowball effect like we were talking about the other night. It's just a little bit. It's a slippery slope down to the you're eating like trash again, you know.
I think we can call it the dough ball effect. Fat boy. No, you're right. And it turns into like a... You know, all right, so we didn't meal prep tonight. We'll get to it tomorrow.
Right.
We don't get to shit tomorrow. We just keep that dough ball train rolling.
Right. Well, and look.
Gravy train.
This really isn't about... If we were vain enough to say that this is about how we look and what size we are, we would definitely be doing this a little harder. But I think if you and I are both honest right now, this really isn't about fitting into a certain size pair of pants.
It is for me because it's hard to find clothes anyway.
Well,
being as tall as I am, it's not easy. So I really, you know, did I tell you about that when I went to California for the first time when I was out in the military, I didn't pack any like warm gear because it was California. You know what I'm saying? sunshine and palm trees. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It gets cold in California at night, mm-hmm. especially in like central California, right above San Fran.
Right.
So I didn't pack anything but maybe a pair of jeans, and the rest of it was all like t-shirts and stuff. So like my first experience there, I had to go to a Big and Tall store to find like a sweater or something.
What year is this?
Shit. 2000.
Oh, I bet there were some attractive options.
It was fashion for the time. Mm. So Big and Tall is very misleading. So you buy what you would think is a fitting size, and it should just be called Big and Fat. Because I got a double X tall, which I fit into now, but it was like a midriff belly shirt on me. And instead of taking it back and getting a different size, I didn't know where I was. I had no friends out there. I just wanted to get in and get out. Like, I think I took a taxi there or something like that. Or, you know, one of the base shuttles or something like that. So I was really just out of my element, didn't have a clue what I was doing, where I was. So I was just like, I gotta go. I need this sweater.
Can we just pause for a second and be honest here?
Sure.
You do still shop like this.
I do. I do.
Okay, go ahead. On with your story.
Well, you know what's funny is you do the shopping for me, so technically you shop like this for me.
But no, but I mean, if you were to go shopping, you go, you say, oh, this looks like the right size, and you take it to the cash register, and you know you can't just wear anything. So, I mean, I can't even wear anything, but you do it. All the time, you're like, oh, this doesn't fit.
The son of a
when
bitch!
When you get home.
Yeah, when I get home, which is like an hour away from wherever we were just at.
I'm like, what?
A wasted trip.
You could have just, it would have taken you less than 10 minutes. Anyway.
I don't, okay. What were we talking about?
California.
California.
Your midriff
shirt. My midriff sweater shirt.
Yes.
It was a total Cosby sweater. Total Cosby sweater. You know, before the rape and everything like that.
Oh, gosh.
But, yes, getting back on the, well, for me, for clothes fitting, for vanity, that's what we were talking about, vanity. Well, I am kind of vain, but I'm also too lazy to be that vain. You know what I mean?
I'll agree with you on that one. Well, I don't know.
Thanks.
It's not lazy for me. No, I'm talking about for myself.
Oh, okay.
I'm not. I don't know if it's lazy for me as much as it is. I just really like food and I want to eat it. I mean, if I want to eat ranch fries, I might just eat the whole plate of ranch fries because I like food. And
love
I might
food.
Not eat. I might not eat really bad the next couple days, but I might eat that giant plate of ranch fries like one night a week.
You have ranch fries one night a week?
No. No, but for example.
I was going to say, where the hell am I?
I'm not sharing my ranch fries.
You know what's funny? I passed a potato chip truck today. You know the brand HERS, H-E-R-R,
oh,
apostrophe
geez.
S? It said, the slogan is, make HERS yours. And I'm thinking to myself, what's HERS is never yours. It might become ours, but it is definitely not going to be yours. And you just proved my point by not sharing your ranch fries.
Oh my gosh,
you just proved my point.
I brought you Chipotle yesterday.
It was free.
kind of. Well, I was gonna get it anyway. It didn't matter how much it cost.
Either way.
Anyway,
HERS will never be yours. It might be ours. But that's potato chips anyway. I just thought that was kind of funny. But yeah, getting back to the whole diet thing, like I talk to people at work that follow my Instagram Ancestral Strength Expedition, and they're like, you know, looking to me for inspiration, and I'm like, holy shit, man, I'm the one that needs inspiration right now. Like, I don't even know why you're talking to me right now about inspiration, because I'm the last person to come to right now. But,
Well, I think that we all go through these points. I just think it's part of being human. And I think it's also part of being real. And
God, can you can't back this car up. Worst parking job ever. Pull up and repark this rig.
Just let it happen.
Ray Charles did a better job parking his car.
Just let it happen. It's all good.
Ew. Is that what Cosby said? So yeah, like I was talking to one of the guys today and he was like, I need to get back on my clean eating. And I'm like, shit, brother, me too. As I stuffed my face with a chicken quesadilla.
See? And I feel like for you, you're like, oh, I'm just going to have a beer here. But it really does. It turns into, oh, well, whatever. I ate really bad this day, so I'm just going to eat bad again. And that's what it turns into for you, I think. And it is for me, too.
Oh, totally. I'm like, you know what? I ruined this month. I'm going to keep the month going strong. I'm just going to do whatever I want this month.
Oh, but...
And here I am.
I get so mad at myself because I think about how hard I work to get to where I want to be and then where I end up is great. But then it's just like all that hard work just gets dumped right down the drain. And it is so, so frustrating. But I just think that that's just part of it. I don't know. For me, it's mostly... I just want to be healthy. I want to feel good. I want to have the energy to get through the day and to do the things that I want to do and to be present with my family. And that's what I want from it. If as an end result, I am thinner and I can wear a specific size pair of pants, that's great. But I just want to feel good. And having autoimmune issues, that's why I do this. So it's easier for me to stay on track because I literally have to, or I can't function. So I think it's a little harder for you. It's a little different. But I do still fall off track sometimes, and then I pay the price in a different way.
I just want to look good naked. Good night.